The Food and Drug Administration has been without a director since President Bush took office. Today, a Senate committee is set to consider Dr. Mark McClellan, the administration's nominee to fill the position. NPR's Joanne Soberner reports.
Mark McClellan has some pretty impressive academic credentials. He's not talking to the media until after his confirmation hearing, but that's not a problem for his mom, Carol Keaton Rylander. She's the Texas State Comptroller, and she's very proud of her oldest son.
When he finished University of Texas, he had 3 undergraduate degrees. When he finished UT, he had a great scholarship, and he went and got his medical degree at Harvard Med School, his doctorate in economics from MIT, and his master's in public administration from the John F. Kennedy School.
McClellan is 39. The worst thing colleagues say about him is that, with his resume, they'd like to hate him, but they can't. He's such a nice guy. Stanford University professor Alan Garber hired McClellan for medical and policy work. Garber says McClellan is uniquely suited to the job.
There are very few people who have come to this job of FDA commissioner who have a better understanding of where the FDA fits into the policies of the current administration. He's been the senior health policy advisor to the president, a member of the Council of Economic Advisors, and he's someone who also has a lot of experience seeing patients. So it's a rather remarkable set of skills.
Dr. David Kessler ran the FDA during both the first Bush administration and the Clinton administration. He says being commissioner is one of the best jobs in Washington, but also one of the hardest, with everyone trying to influence FDA decisions. Kessler says McClellan's closeness to the administration could help him draw much-needed money to the agency, but also makes him vulnerable to Republican pressure to regulate less.
It takes some time for a new commissioner to understand this. The FDA is different. When it comes to safety, when it comes to the food we eat, to the drugs we give our families when they're sick, deregulation is not paramount.
There is something missing from McClellan's resume. Any significant experience as a manager. Kessler says that's not all that important. What the agency needs is leadership.
You have to give the agency a real sense of mission. In some ways, the FDA commissioner's job is, it's part cheerleader too. The agency has been adrift. It's been without a leader. Its focus has just not been very crisp.
About the only dirt on McClellan comes from his mother. The way Rylander tells it, her son has a photographic memory. And when he was around 4 years old, he called up Sears.
He had seen my credit card, so he knew what all the numbers were. He knew the expiration date and everything else. He placed a full order for all his friends in the neighborhood to have baseball uniforms.
Young Mark also ordered 8 black marking pens to draw black stripes on the white socks. Someone at Sears thought that was a bit odd and phoned back. The neighborhood did not get baseball uniforms that year. Still, Rylander says that was a youthful indiscretion. She's certain her son will do her proud.
Of course, it's up to the U.S. Senate on the confirmation, but I can assure you that Dr. Mark McClellan, anything he does in extraordinarily exemplary fashion. He puts total focus. He loves people. He loves problem solving. He loves being where the action is.
The action today will be in a Senate hearing room, where McClellan is likely to be asked how he would protect the public health as FDA commissioner. Joanne Soberner, NPR News, Washington.